Hey, I'm Paige. I am packing over a decade of experience and a 4-year bachelor degree into bite-sized power punches, you know, like a coffee date style conversation, but in the comfort of your home. If you're looking for candid comments on business, leadership, and getting the courage to be unapologetically you, you're in the right place. Welcome to my voice memos turned podcast, 5'1" on a good day.
Almost anywhere you turn, you will find someone who's highly suggesting that you work towards quitting your full-time job and diving headfirst into whatever you are currently considering as your side gig. They're going to tell you to go for it, to take the leap, and to prioritize your time and energy building your business so that you can finally work for yourself. And when you get to this season of your life, these suggestions can be awesome and are oftentimes right on par with what you need to be successful. But there doesn't seem to be very many people speaking up about the things we need in the season prior to that. The season where we are intentionally balancing a job in which we work for someone else and we're starting to build our own business. This season is where we're actively choosing to seek out balance, rest, and productivity. The season prior to taking all of the big leaps is the one in which we actually need the most focus, the most intentionality, and the most passion for showing up authentically in all areas of our lives. Because, you know, big spoiler, if you are not pouring into the season prior to taking your big leap, you likely won't be successful, and you probably won't be truly yourself when you do finally take the jump. Preparing yourself for success during the season of balance requires two main focal points: radical acceptance of the arenas in your life for which you are responsible, and a deep, firm value for cultivating connection and authenticity during growth. The season that you're sitting in right now can feel really tense at times. You're often walking this weird tightrope where you're hovering above the expectations that someone else has for you, and this is usually during your time on the clock, and you're hovering above the expectations and aspirations that you have for yourself as you pursue all of these things that your heart holds close. In order to not fall and to have all of the things collapse, it's important to be equally weighted on either side. There is a blog post on Psych Central by Margarita Tartakovsky in which she points out that radical acceptance leads the way to problem solving. It's not accepting the pain and strife that you are experiencing currently, but rather to acknowledge the tension and remove the urge to fight it or to intensify our emotional reaction. As you string yourself across multiple arenas of responsibility, it becomes super important that you are aware of how you need to show up in each arena. And this requires an understanding of what is or is not expected of you, what your capacity is, and how much energy you can adequately contribute to each area of responsibility. Some of us are naturally helpers, and we desperately want to reach out and lend a hand wherever absolutely possible. It is literally in our blood to stretch ourselves thin until we realize that we've actually shoved our own desires and our own needs way too far down to be visible. There are others of us, though, who desire to be seen and to be heard, and so our version of helping doesn't come from a headspace of wanting to make a difference, but instead from a place of wanting to be the difference. In the end, though, our reality becomes the same. We're no longer people who have time for our needs, because instead we're people who are too busy taking on everyone else's everything. These same sorts of outcomes can occur when you aren't focused, when you have habits of mentoring or teaching others and they become overwhelming, or when you consistently put others before yourself. And this concept of putting others before yourself is one that I think is valued in a lot of circles, especially if you are a parent, a spouse, a partner, if you consider yourself a servant leader. It can start out as a good habit, but that doesn't mean it always ends as a good habit. And I can imagine that You don't need to imagine what these concepts look like because you've either been there or you're currently experiencing this same tension. Radical acceptance of the tension between your responsibilities, your time, and your energy doesn't mean that you are enjoying the tension. It simply means that you are acknowledging that this is the choice you have made during this season. And you're not going to allow an emotional reaction to derail your ability to show up authentically in the meantime. As I mentioned previously, radical acceptance leads to problem solving. Problem solving is motivated and enhanced by a growth mentality, one in which you actively choose to make the most of each season of your life. And I highly recommend building this intentionality behind your motivation by pursuing a value for connection and for authenticity. And connection doesn't just occur from person to person. A deep, true value for connection will also allow you to build and brand yourself as a resource because your goal will become to seek out connecting points between areas of growth in all of your seasons. So, for example, when we think about this, you would need to think about how did the foundation you built during your first challenging season allow you to expand during your next hard season? In what ways did that connection provide space for you to show up authentically moving forward? When you achieve those sorts of answers for your clients, that is when the shift occurs from being a service to a resource. So if our primary goal is connection and authenticity during growth, and the pursuit of radical acceptance of the tension that arises during the seasons of growth, then at the end of the day, what holds the most value? What have you already acknowledged that you need to be balanced? Well, I mean, we talked about the tightrope, but why does that actually matter? So if we bring it back to our tightrope analogy, you're carrying the weight of working for someone else in your left hand and the weight of building a brand for yourself in your right. Even though you're standing, one foot firmly planted in front of the other, you're likely wobbling and desperately trying to not focus on how challenging it is. But you are the root of both your right and left hands. Your torso, your legs, the sense of the cylindrical rope beneath the weakest part of your feet, you are still the foundation of the things that you carry. Sure, your full-time job gives you finances. Yeah, your side gig probably gives you energy. But it really does not matter which one outweighs the other regarding workload or stressors. If you're not in touch with yourself, you don't know who you are, and you're not able to maintain emotional control during this season, you will never be able to balance or to adequately consume this journey of growth that you could be gaining, and you're definitely not going to find the joy in the process. Only you can define value. Things and people can suggest value. We can offer value. But if you personally don't see the value in what is being brought to the table, then this assumed weight of what you are choosing or not choosing to carry is dramatically shifted. By showing up authentically, you become irreplaceable. Your tasks may be able to be completed by someone else, but the way that you do them, who you are as you do them, those things cannot be duplicated. You want people to miss you when you're at a point where you're ready to move on from your job, and not because you were overworked and now they're responsible for your tasks. You want to be missed because of who you are when you walk into work. When I questioned my worth, I placed more value on a full-time job. When I doubted my ability, I placed more value on my side passions. However, the root cause of both of those insecurities was my interpretation of myself. I felt that I had something to prove before I had value. But above all else, this is what you and I need to address. You have value simply because of who you are, not because of what you do or because of how thinly you spread your energy. And with that being said, if you don't have the capacity to carry it all right now, it's okay to not. Lay something down. Take a break. Remember to breathe, which is sometimes the biggest challenge to remember. Maybe compartmentalize your emotions for a few days. but set time limits for when you will show back up and reevaluate. I want you to be successful in taking breaks. I don't need you to be productive during your time of rest because that literally negates what a rest break is, but I do want you to be intentional. Check in with your heart. Pay genuine attention to your responses. Track your health habits. And most importantly, evaluate how differently you show up when you become an active participant in your responsibilities versus when you give yourself times to rest. Are you the same? Are you more at peace? Are you maybe a basket case of stress because you feel like you're not doing enough? Whatever you discover, give yourself space and grace to sort that stuff out. You are human after all. You're going to make mistakes, but let's grow intentionally while accepting the tension of the season we are in and actively pursuing authentic growth in every single one of life's lessons.
There you have it. My two cents on the topics that I kind of wish were common knowledge. So go out there, be the best authentic you humanly possible, and make today a good one.